This year's art prize is in full swing in downtown Grand Rapids. You'll notice art in galleries as well as restaurants, and even a few works on the street, like all of that confusing loose change stuck to the pavement. At the Western Michigan University Conference Center in Grand Rapids, a piece called Didactic Revolvers hangs in a room with an installation made out of plastic bags and what looks like a rotating broken canoe and a huge uprooted tree.
Part of art prizes go big or go home, I think.
That's artist Vicky Vanamaden. She got the material for Didactic Revolvers with the help of 10 of her students from Kellogg Community College. The idea of the class was to go and look at art all over the Midwest.
We went to museums, we went to other areas of interest, like when we went to the Glass Pavilion at Toledo, we watched glass being made. We went to the Heidelberg Project, which is outside of Detroit, which is a huge installation project that's on Heidelberg Street. We tried different foods. We went to small centers like the Ann Arbor Art Center. We went to all different kinds of art venues.
But instead of asking her students to take photos of the art they saw, Vanamaden wanted them to capture the didactic information. You know, those little descriptions you see next to art in museums.
It used to be you'd go into a museum or art venue and you would maybe see a gallery tag saying the artist's name, you know, when it was done, what it's made out of. Now there's all of this text that helps to explain the artwork, and I find that very interesting that that didn't used to be that way. I think it's important now because art tends to be more on the conceptual side, and it's not so easy for the viewer to maybe access the artist's intent. And so the didactic information also puts the artwork in context, historical context, cultural context, and I think it helps explain and helps us to understand it or access it through a different way.
Vanamaden's students took that text, along with photos of the trip, and made them into translucent panels that rotate in midair. Each time a panel turns, new information or pictures catch your eye.
You can see Ansel Adams next to an artist that's maybe not so well known. And that it does trigger your memory, and that's where the viewer makes the conceptual leap, where all of a sudden you get a visual. If I say Mona Lisa, you get a visual of what that is without having to see the image. So everyone can bring their own personal history to this piece. I like that it's kind of compressing history, actually. It's bringing it all to the very present, to the now, when you're here looking at it.
Didactic Revolvers by Vicky Vanamaden and her students at Kellogg Community College will be at the WMU Conference Center in Grand Rapids until the end of Art Prize on October 6th.